The Second Chance Act includes more than $300 million for states to spend on everything from drug treatment for offenders to special programs for the children of incarcerated parents. Mary Kay Kolot heads the Wisconsin Department of Corrections reentry efforts. She says the additional federal funds come just as the state is publishing its new plan for a wide range of programs. One of them is collaboration between the Department of Corrections and the Department of Transportation to provide driver's licenses to inmates before they're released. Kolot says that program is a perfect fit with the Second Chance Act's guidelines.
Requiring that we have multi-agency support for reentry efforts, and I think projects such as our ID projects demonstrates the strong support from multiple agencies in the state of Wisconsin.
Kolot is also optimistic about the state getting more funding for projects that involve teaming up with faith-based and other community organizations to provide job training and housing assistance to ex-felons returning to their communities. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.